Data collection used to be kind of boring, and it was kind of fun. Now it's just plain scary. When did this happen?
Data collection really became scary when cyber criminals realized the value of all the data that businesses as a whole, whether they're small, medium, or large, are collecting and storing it unsafely and insecurely. And so once cyber criminals realized that and figured out a way to monetize it, that's when it really became scary, and which is leading to the charge of now, how do we secure that data that we're collecting?
What kinds of information and data are we talking about?
Oh, it's all sorts of data. It's intellectual property. You know, small businesses hold some of the country's most prized intellectual property. We're talking about financial data. We're talking about confidential conversations that are electronically stored or photos that might be compromising. So the data is any sort of data that can be monetized or that could be compromising in some way.
Why should small businesses be concerned about this? It doesn't seem like they're big players in the game. You're not talking about major corporations. Why small businesses?
Well, small businesses are actually a huge target because they are an entryway into much larger organizations. Many small businesses are providers of goods and services to the federal government or to large corporations. And so they're a target because cyber criminals know that they don't have the sophisticated information security teams on hand. They don't have the lawyers on hand. They don't have all of the resources that a large corporation has to protect themselves. And so cyber criminals know they're an easy target.
Why should small business customers be concerned? They don't have to worry about it, do they?
Any customer needs to be savvy as far as when it comes to where they spend their money, right? And so any small business customer or big business customer needs to understand what data is being collected from them, no matter where they shop, and how that data is being used. And so small business customers or customers as a whole should all be savvy customers and vigilant about how their data is being used.
There are two workshops, as I understand it, that day. What would they get in each of these workshops?
Yeah, so the morning is really focused on small business advisors, so those helping small businesses start and grow. And so we'll be focusing on what are resources available to help business advisors educate small businesses, and what are some ways to integrate cybersecurity into your business advising sessions. And then the afternoon, we'll be focusing on small business owners and employees. What are cybersecurity misconceptions small businesses have? What are basic steps they can take to better secure their business? What are the local resources that they have available to them? And some quick wins that they can use and quickly deploy into their business to improve their cyber posture.
Daniel, thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.